his own station where I'm grown here. If anything happened to it, he got to pay to have it fixed. They said she told him that he said, Mr. Rogers told him, said, now, James, I give you the wagon. He said, but you got to take care of it. I'm not going to take care of it. And he said, the lady told him, I said, I don't mind helping you with a little bill. I said, but I'm not going to promise you I'll take care of no big bill. So the station wagon stayed somewhere, most time in the shop, I reckon. You know, last week or week before last, it was home a few days. Uh-huh. Well, he said it cost him $50 that time. And the women, they wouldn't have nothing to do with it, to pay for itself. Well, you know, I don't see nothing wrong with that. Is she going to let him have her car to hold her help in? Well, she don't have to take care of his wagon. He take care of his wagon himself to hold what he want in, in his wagon. Well, you see, he can't hold wood and things in her car, but he can hold her help. So that's what he ended the day. And I was so lazy this morning, and I got up, everybody was gone. Isaiah, Doris, Bud and Samuel, all of them were gone.
Well, now everything's, everybody's just moving around these days, you see. Now, you never even see drives a school bus.
Burnett.
Who? Burnett?
Yeah.
Have you never seen?
He don't pick up anybody there now, does he?
But he come by there every day.
But he don't stop.
He don't stop. Ain't nothing for him to stop for, but he got his same route. He comes right on by there every day. Morning and evening.
But you don't ever have a word with him anymore.
No, I don't have him.
Well, you never talked to him anyhow when he drives the bus.
No,
it was on Saturday.
No, sir.
Some other
only time.
Time
I took with him, he'd be over there to see James or some of them on some other business, not school business. He'd just be around.
He got so much business on the side.
Yes, sir.
But
time he goes in with the school bus, it don't be long before I seen pass going this way on his tractor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes it's night when he comes back. Sometimes he don't be going long.
Yeah.
But he don't stay still.
He talked like he got something in his back pocket, Miss Daisy.
Yes, he'll tell you he got it back there, ain't. Yeah.
He talked like it.
He should have.
Well, they don't get rich running a school bus. They don't get big pay running a school bus. Plumbers get more than a school, than they do run the school bus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do they pay them?
I don't know. I don't know. I'll ask somebody. But they used to just give nothing at all. They just sort of like donating your time. Mm-hmm. They paid such low wages for that. It just made you, it just wanted goodness. Faye saw Coleman over the other day, and he was in good humor and said he hadn't seen none of us in so long.
Who?
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he talked like he missed seeing us. And I haven't seen, I didn't see him all summer. I didn't go over there and he didn't come over here.
Awesome.
Awesome.
You see him very often?
Man.
Do you see him very often?
Oh. I ain't seen him. That's well, one day I was down to the store and I seen him down there. No, I don't see him.
I love to talk to him. He got a lot of things he talk about.
Tell my Woody.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he had plenty. But I didn't have no talk with him that day. He was busy, and I was trying to get home. But I did speak to him, asked him about Miss Ann. And he said she was out there in the truck.
Oh, really?
I don't think she'll stay up there by herself, no.
Oh no, you just hear more and more these
mm-hmm.
stories, you see. So, I don't think she's stayed up there by herself in a long time, has she?
I don't think so. Not since somebody killed that woman over there.
Over there on 441. Now, you and Miss Annie have a good time, don't you? When you all.
Yeah, good time.
She come over here, she wants to see the flowers. Oh, she just would go out there and stay, it looked like. But we don't have many flowers for her to look at. That goose down there, Miss Daisy.
Do you know he going crazy?
Miss Daisy?
I see the car coming out from down there, where Elijah stayed. Yesterday morning, and do you know he run up to that car and tried to fight? The man had to stop twice for him to get out the way. I told him, I said, well, you chipping in the right drift now. I said, everybody ain't gonna stop for you. Some folks would come along there, and he run up to him like that, and they'd run right on over him.
Right square down.
And you
That's
told
right.
the goose that.
Yeah, I told him so. And I told Bessie. I told him she laughed about it. I said, well, I tell you, everybody ain't gonna stop for him. So some of these times when you wake up, you gonna find him laying out there.
And he was gonna fight that car?
Gonna fight the car. The man had to stop twice for him to get out the way.
Well, he was down at your house. When I come
he was out there in the road yesterday morning when I seen him.
Oh.
That's where he was in the road.
He better stay out of that road. Oh, you mean the little side road?
Yeah.
Yes.
But he'll go out there in that main road. In the morning, he'll stand there and holler and holler and holler and holler, walk a little piece this way, and then he'll walk back that way. Bessie told me. She said, he's looking for Mr. Miles. I said, no, he ain't. I said, you know, Mr. Miles, don't want him. Oh, they're hooping and hollering. I said, that's when you got him. He said, but that's who he'd be looking for. I said, well, he's looking for somebody don't want him. I said, why? He just started hunting Mr. Miles. Mr. Miles ain't hunting him. But Bessie's saying the things she think about. I told her, I said, he out there cause he wanna. He just wanna get out there.
Yeah. He don't want to stay at home. He wants to go.
That's right.
I bet you, Miss Daisy, if you didn't say anything, he'd light out with you and go all the way to work with you.
Mm-hmm. But he don't be up when I go.
Oh, really?
He don't be up when I go to work.
Betsy hadn't let him out.
Haven't let him out.
Well, I wouldn't want you to try it or anything like that. Mm-mm. But I'm just saying, you don't want
to. He sure stay over there under that tree.
Yeah.
I bet he missed that part.
I bet he knows who took it to.
I bet so, if he could tell me.
It must have gone on the day you were at work.
When I was at work. Well, it must have did. I don't know.
Yeah.
Wendy got it. But I know one thing, they got it before it rained. Because you can't see a sign of a track, nothing.
Yeah.
Around it.
Bessie said he wanted to follow my old red car off a time or two when I'd pass there. The reason I had to let him go was over here, the bobcats get them. Now, you see, I had a pair of them, and they got the other one.
Uh-huh.
Carried off, and I never saw any trace of her. And they got him once or twice. And they tore his feathers off, and he walked around out there, looked like he was addled.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't have lasted long up here. I don't know why it is. See, they've come up here, them bobcats.
Oh, yeah.
When they won't go across that road. And, of course, Miss Bessie keeps them up at night.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the wind blowed the fence to his pen down the other day, one side of it.
Oh.
But she said I was able to fix it back.
Yeah.
I don't know where it's perfect or not, but she can keep him in there.
Yeah. Isaiah's back at work?
Mm-hmm. He told me, I asked him yesterday, I said, you've been done going back to work. He said, I'm on the job, said, but it's not much I can do. Beautiful.
Well, that's better than just hanging around the house, isn't
that's
it?
That's right.
You know, it seems such a long time since all your family was down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so busy that whole week, I never got to visit with them at all. They're all there. And old Aaron, and I just used to talk to him.
He asked about you. Aaron asked, where's Mr. Miles and what is he doing? I said, he's doing the same thing here over there. So he
well, when I knew Aaron, I was working.
He says, yeah. So I'd love to talk with him. I said, he often asks me about you.
Yes, sir. I just missed out on that, all of that. I could have been down there visiting with him a little every now and then. Elizabeth, what's her name? Dr. Lou. She comes from up the country there. I could have talked to her and found out a few things going on in the world, couldn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a talker.
Yeah.
She can get anybody to talk with.
Yeah.
So she talk.
Yeah. Well, now, they won't be back down here in a particular time, will they?
No, sir. They won't be back here till something happens.
They don't come down for Thanksgiving or Christmas?
No, they don't come down. Now, she'll come home sometime for Christmas, but she haven't been home for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Since she left.
Too short.
She mostly come for Christmas.
With her face.
I want you to see Miss Daisy's pretty dress. This is so soft. This is her Sunday dress. Isn't that pretty?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. She just dressed up to come up here this morning.
Yeah. Well, that's a pretty
thing. Well, that was coming here looking like a tramp
all
the time.
See, isn't that pretty?
Yeah. That's nice, pretty material.
Mm-hmm.
You had something like that.
Yeah.
Faye don't have nothing. She just wears them old things around. Isn't that all?
Yeah, but she got a plenty pretty clothes.
Faye
every
had?
Day she come over there, she got on a different suit.
Faye had?
Faye. It's pretty, too.
Oh,
now,
close.
Yesterday she had on pretty suit.
Some
you didn't see?
Some old wore out suit her sister.
Well, just like me. Wore out. She's family clothes.
Where? Go. I'm enjoying my little visit. We're all so lazy this morning. Yes, sir, but we still had our visit.
Now that's the end of the visit this Wednesday morning, the 20th of October, 1971, with Miss Daisy. And somehow the volume got turned up too high. Is channel 2 over? I don't know, 200 or 300. And the end of the visit, Miss Daisy, this Wednesday morning, the 20th of October, 71.